I'm Robert Reese of The CEO Show. Welcome to this edition of Inside the Brand. Inside the Brand is a weekly show where you meet the brains behind some of the world's most recognizable brands. Our sponsor for Inside the Brand is Euro RSCG, the world's fifth largest global agency network specializing in integrated marketing and advertising. My co-host for Inside the Brand is Dennis Trajanos of the Trajanos Group, an executive search and consulting firm specializing in recruitment of senior-level executives in the marketing and communications arena. Now, let's welcome our guest. Hi, I'm Robert Reese, and today on Inside the Brand, we welcome Matt Ryan, Global Chief Marketing Officer of Havas Worldwide. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Matt, let's start off talking about the Euro brand and Havas. What does it really stand for in the marketplace?
Havas Worldwide's brand is sort of the least known of the five or six major publicly traded holding companies in the advertising and communication sector. However, it's probably, because it's one of the smaller ones, sort of the more agile and more nimble of the five or six largest players. Within Havas Worldwide is Euro RSCG, which is a global network of over 230 offices worldwide.
Dennis?
Matt, you've been in the agency business a long time, and when you think about the kinds of things that clients are looking for in agencies today, there are two theories. One, that there's a generalistic, holistic approach to marketing. The other approach is that a very specific, siloed approach, digital, social media, etc. How does Euro approach their clients?
Well, starting with Havas Worldwide and sort of backing into Euro, both the holding company level and again at the agency operating level, we sort of believe sort of in a concept of sort of all in. Our clients would like to buy more and more of the related services from us and actually have us execute. I think the biggest reason for that is that they'd like to move the responsibility for integrating messages from their side of the table to our side of the table.
Now, the people we've talked to at Euro over the years talk about being digital to the core. What does that really mean?
Well, it started as a phrase, more than just a phrase. It started in New York about 7 years ago. We took what was then an independent digital operation and merged it with what was then a general sort of traditional advertising agency and made the leaders of each of the two units the co-CEOs. That took place about 6 or 7 years ago. Since then, it's really evolved throughout the network where all 230 offices are either operating that way today or are close to operating that way this year. The net result is that we think we'll be one of the fastest holding companies from a traditional background to exceed 50% of our revenue in digital, hopefully, if not in 2012, then soon thereafter.
This is Inside the Brand, where we interview the brains behind the brand. Inside the Brand is sponsored by Euro RSCG. Today, we're talking with Matt Ryan, Global Chief Marketing Officer for Havas Worldwide. So I want to ask you a little more about mobile marketing. It's Matt, it's clearly becoming an important part of the media mix to many people, perhaps the most important part. How are you responding to that? And if you have any examples of what you're doing, that would be helpful too.
Great. You know, it's interesting. Mobile will probably have its name changed soon. It's sort of becoming a local, it's really the localization of social. And if you think of it that way, it really changes the dimensions of it. So, you know, the localization
of social.
Of social media. So that it's sort of the personalized version of your social media behavior. So whether it's you're checking in on Foursquare or you're using Facebook or you're using apps that deliver on what I can buy nearby and how people have recommended them or not recommended them, your ability to sort of use your phone to go to Yelp to find out which restaurant in the neighborhood you're standing in is the right restaurant. So we see it as a convergence of what used to. There's no real advertising per se on that screen. It's not quite a medium in that regard. It's much more of a localization device for other big platforms. One of the big challenges is that all of the different carriers and different phone configurations, there's quite a few platforms that things have to be built on, and not all of them are compatible at this point. There's quite a few new fun technology companies that are sorting that out right now to sort of make it a little bit easier to transfer between platforms. So there's a little bit of a technical challenge in some client cases, but by and large, it's very, very fast in relatively early adoption.
And how has that really transformed your services mix?
It means one of the challenges at a service company, and I suspect it's true at both the consulting firms and at the all other firms that are related to sort of giving clients advice, is that we have to have the people who understand all these things. And if you think about it, we either have to have generalists who know how to find subject matter experts in various digital platforms, as well as general and in branding, or they themselves have to become the subject matter expert. So one of the things that's sort of become sort of a byproduct of the business changing and fragmenting and sort of restaging itself is that we've had to sort of go through fairly intensive amounts of retraining of our executives at all levels and a fairly consistent amount of retraining in digital.
Dennis?
Matt, Euro has a reputation for having a very collaborative culture. How do you balance collaboration with fostering sort of a fierce competition for great ideas?
It's a good question. I'm smiling in this on the radio. The issue with collaboration is often two things. It's not only that it inherently removes some of the competition internally, but collaboration takes hours and hours and hours. So one of the other sort of interesting byproducts of a collaborative culture is that senior people can't be 100% in every collaboration meeting inherently, because some of the collaborative meetings take hours and if not days, and sort of it's sort of impossible to do that. So one of the unique challenges you face in a collaborative culture is sort of how much and when and where you sort of artificially insert competition and you artificially insert sort of management to sort of be the judge, to sort of be the judge and jury on the work that's coming out.
It's pretty interesting. You have a philosophy called Future First. It's fascinating. Talk about what that really means.
Future First is I think that what probably really happened, and I've been with Euro and Havas now for probably about five years now. Before I arrived, there were two different threads. The first was that the agency tended to do a lot of things first. It was the agency that delivered one of the first, if not the first, banner ad for an advertiser. It was one of the first to launch websites, the commercial websites for its clients. It did an awful lot of firsts in advertising and in the digital arena. In fact, it was the first agency to launch a car via an electronic game or a digital game. So it has a history of trying new things with its clients. Separately, the agency uses two or three proprietary research tools that evaluate where clients' brands are going, not so much where they've been. The most interesting one, probably, to listeners is that the simple question is a brand losing momentum, maintaining momentum, or gaining momentum, and looking at deeply into sort of the momentum of a brand. An interesting story from years ago was that at the time, AOL was the number one digital brand in the world, and when consumers were asked, name the first digital sort of internet brand you can think of course they named AOL. And when we asked them the momentum question, there was this little company that no one heard of called Google, and it came out in first. So, and it had no share and nobody knew of it, but it was the one that was gaining the most momentum. So this nod toward future first was sort of where we come from.
Okay, we have about 30 seconds left. Any advice to marketers on being successful?
Keep experimenting with everything. Allocate a certain amount of the budget to sort of to test and learn, and don't be afraid to fail.
Okay, this is Robert Reese on Inside the Brand. We have been speaking with Matt Ryan, who is the Global Chief Marketing Officer of Havas, and of course, Euro is part of that. And we've learned some interesting insights about collaboration, that you can actually measure the momentum of a brand, which is pretty fascinating. And also, mobile is becoming the localization of social. Great having you on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Inside the Brand. Here's this week's Marketing Minute, brought to you by Clive McLean, CEO of Euro RSCG Discovery.
When you look at the online customer experience of tomorrow, what will you find? No room for error. Welcome to the Marketing Minute. The internet continues to be flooded with a tsunami of online information and advertising. Proliferating websites vie for attention. In just the last 3 years, the number of active sites has almost doubled. Literally tens of millions of additional sites, making it less likely that any one site can both attract and retain mindshare. Firms with poor online experiences today will fall further behind their competitors. And as the complexity of designing those experiences increases, so will the number of opportunities for mistakes that will frustrate customers even more. As a result, the gap between great and poor online experiences will become even more dramatic. To find out more about how to optimize your brand's online experience, go to www.eurorscgdiscovery.com. I'm Clive McLean, president of Euro RSCG Discovery, and that's your Marketing Minute.